Julia Stiles, thank you so much for coming in to talk to us about your new show, Blue. An interesting story about this TV show, because it actually started as a project for the internet. It was on YouTube at first, wasn't it?
Yeah, we started the first season like 3 years ago, and it was just going to be something that was going to air on YouTube. We had no idea how it was going to grow or if we were even going to do more than one season. And then we ended up doing three, and the audience kind of grew from there. And it was the kind of thing where on YouTube, it was broke. Each episode was really more like they were shorter. So it was like almost like one scene per episode. But then they ended up selling it to Hulu, and on Hulu, they aired it in larger chunks. But it's been this work in progress kind of thing that's grown. That's been really, really wonderful. And it's something that we shoot that's got a good production value, and you feel like you're making a proper TV show, but we don't have the executives. We don't have a lot of executives working with us, meaning it's just Rodrigo Garcia, the writer, director, creator, and me, and the producer, John Avnet. And the three of us, I mean, are largely what influence it. So it's
very organic and natural. That must be very refreshing.
Very
for
intimate.
You.
Very intimate. Mm. The other thing is, when I first started, when Rodrigo first sent me the script, I loved his writing and I really wanted to work with him, and I thought it would be a great part. But I was a little bit nervous about the idea of like people commenting, you know, because it when it first aired on YouTube, it's people can comment immediately on whether they like it or not. And that kind of scared me, but I've come to embrace it.
It's fascinating, though, isn't it? Just the way that TV has changed. The fact that a show can be commissioned for the web then ends up being on TV. I love it. I think it's great. I mean, I don't know how you feel about it as an actress.
It's sort of like what happened with music, I think, a while ago, where now, it's much easier to get your work out there. It just means that the work has to be better, because in order to get attention and get people to watch it.
Mm, absolutely. So it's now coming to the UK. It's on Lifetime TV. Tell the UK audiences what they can expect. Tell us about Blue.
So Blue is about a woman whose nickname is Blue, and she's a single mother. She got pregnant very young and is raising like a 14-year-old boy all by herself. And she is working as an escort in order to make some extra money. But there's also sort of a psychological reason. She's very disturbed in many ways, although she wouldn't admit it. She doesn't know who the father is of her child, and has a really, really complicated relationship with pretty much all the men in her life. And that obviously has led her towards this secret life that eventually is going to implode, because she's having to, you know, live with a lie, so to speak, or cover that up. And also a lot of her, there's a sense of humor to it in many ways, like in terms of the weird situations she finds herself in. And also a lot of times her clients overlap with her sort of quote unquote regular life. So like one of the first scenes, she's out on a date, I guess you would call it, with somebody who she actually grew up with and went to high school with. And then she's also juggling, like, her son keeps calling her and asking about help with his math homework. And so she's just got a lot of things to juggle.
Yeah. And I mean, it's such an interesting character. Is that what drew you? And it's also very different to what you've done before.
Yeah. I definitely was drawn to the idea of somebody with a double life or a secret life, because I think that's just interesting to play. I also thought the fact that we get to see her in so many different walks of life is pretty rare for a lot of roles out there. And then, you know, it's funny, I'm very, like, modest, so all the sex stuff, I was like, I don't know if I can do this. But for whatever reason, there's a psychological aspect to it that I thought was really interesting that made me want to explore this more and more. I mean,
I wanted to ask you about that.
Yeah.
I thought, wow, you're going to have a lot of body confidence and yeah, because of everything you have to do in there's a lot of sex scenes and there's nudity. So how did you approach that, and has it actually changed you now, do you think?
Well, so the most important thing was that I totally trust and have a good relationship with Rodrigo Garcia, the director and the writer. So I knew that his intentions were good and that he wasn't going to try and do anything tawdry. But there's a scene early on where she's she's with a client and he's like an elderly man who doesn't, they don't actually have sex. He just wants her, he wears a diaper and he just wants her to like treat him like a baby. And I thought that was so hilarious. And for whatever reason, that made me feel like, okay, this is something that I can tackle and it's worth it. And then also later, you know, as we returned for later seasons, I remember saying to Rodrigo, you know, we do really have to show the very dangerous and sort of scary situations that she would find herself in. Otherwise, we're not really doing justice to the reality of this kind of work. And those are difficult, but important, I think, for being truthful. So I just kind of do it. I mean, do I get nervous and self-conscious? Absolutely, but...
It's pushing boundaries.
Yeah.
You know, testing yourself all the time. And I guess, but it is good for you in life to do that in general. So as an actress, is that how you kind of see each role? Is that, okay, how is this going to take me on and develop me and make me do things I've never done before? It's good for you to do that.
I think if you're a little bit scared of what you're tackling, that's important. It also helps that one of my closest, dearest friends is the costume designer. So when I have to pick out lingerie, I get to do it with her. I'm very modest, so I'm not, I don't know, and not even in terms of like, you know, what I'm wearing in a scene, it's more the sexual situations, but that's part of being an actor. It's sort of, it's make-believe, you know?
Yeah, no, totally, totally. So has the TV screen become your new home, or are we going to see you do more films?
I just finished a film that I'm really excited about called Go With Me that I got to work with Anthony Hopkins and Ray Liotta, and it was a really, really lovely experience. So I love movies. It's just the marketplace is changing, and now TV has really stepped up, and because there's so much good TV out there, you know, that's where the opportunities for really great parts are, and... So I'm sort of open. It doesn't really matter. The platform doesn't really matter to me because the lines are all sort of blurred now. I mean, I came from a theater background. I love being on stage, but I just really want to work with good people and learn from the people that I'm working with and tell interesting stories. And so it doesn't really matter if it's a big screen, a small screen, a computer, or a stage.
I mean, I won't be the first person to say to you, one of my favourite characters you've done is Nikki Parsons from the Bourne films.
Oh, thank you.
So Paul Greengrass is coming back with Matt Damon to do another Bourne film.
He is. That's the word on the street.
Uh-huh. Are you going to be involved?
I've been emailing with him a little bit about ideas. You know, they're writing it now, so I hope that I'll be involved somehow, you know. I love working with him, and they're really cool. It's a really cool series, so I was excited to hear that they're working on another one.
Because we don't know what happened to Nikki, do we?
We don't. We don't. But you can write to Universal Pictures and tell them that you want me to be in it, and hopefully, if I get enough votes. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, I would love to work on that.
I don't see how you can't not be involved. You're such a vital part to those films.
Well, the good thing about Paul and Matt and, you know, everybody involved in that, they have a lot of integrity. And so I think it took them a while to decide to come and make another one because they really wanted to make sure that they had a story there. And so hopefully I fit into that story.
And another one of my favorite films of all time, actually, Silver Linings Playbook. I love that film so much. Have you got any more plans to work with David or Russell?
Not at the moment, but he's somebody who likes to work with the same people over and over again. And so I hope I'm in the family.
I mean, that film was the one that kind of catapulted Jennifer Lawrence, into global superstardom. But I gather from everyone who knows that she hasn't changed at all.
That was an interesting time for her. That was totally, she was on the cusp of, becoming a huge superstar and an Oscar winner, because Hunger Games hadn't come out yet, but she had just finished it. And she is super cool. She's really strong, smart. And I remember saying to her at the end of that shoot that I was just really impressed with her, how mature she was for a 22-year-old at the time.
Yeah, absolutely. And from someone, because you know what the industry is like now. Like you say, you've done theatre, you've done TV, you've done films. Is it good to try and remain level-headed and grounded and not let the whole craziness that can sometimes come with what you do get to you?
Sure. I mean, I was lucky that when I started to have more success and recognition as an actress for the first time, I was in college. So that kind of kept me grounded because it was just a whole different world and they didn't really care about red carpets and all that stuff. It's a job too. I mean, everybody, it's important to keep perspective on your position in the world. Like, yeah, entertainment is very powerful and influential, but it's still, we're just telling stories and we're doing a job just like anybody else.
And you're telling some wonderful stories, have always told them and continue to do so with Blue. It's absolutely brilliant. It's on Lifetime TV. Julia Stiles, thank you so much for talking to us about
it. Oh, thanks. It's good to talk to you again.